I cannot rest in God with a hurried soul.
Today on Making Your Life Count, Terry Morgan saw that her hurried soul not only negatively impacted her family, but also her own relationship with God.
God began to show me in very practical ways that the hurry I had in my heart and in my life was affecting my relationships. It was affecting my relationships with my kids, with my husband. It was affecting the quality of the work I could do. It was affecting even my thought processes, having a clear mind to think through things. Definitely affected my relationship with the Lord, because when we're in a hurry, one of the first things to go usually is our time with Him.
And as Terry became aware of the to-do lists in her mind, the Lord began to show her ways she could slow down.
But then I realized that when I'm sitting having my time with the Lord, I have a little piece of paper over here that's kind of a to-do list in case I remember things that I need to do. And it's not always what we look like on the outside. It might be more of a hurried heart on the inside. But I think God helps us work through that process. There's lots of verses, lots of scriptures that talk about being at rest. And hurry is not just a disordered schedule. Hurry is a disordered heart. Hurry is the greatest enemy of spiritual life in our day. And also being hurried is an inner condition, a condition of the soul.
Do you have a hurried soul? For good reasons, we are told to be still and know that He is God. Maybe you'd like to learn about ways to cultivate a quiet heart. Why don't you go to cru.org?